Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family number's just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Robber of the Rio Grande. Lawyer Dykes Marlin was a shrewd, unscrupulous schemer. Even more, he was a scoundrel without mercy, for he preyed upon people who, overawed by legal terms beyond their understanding, did not fight back. For example, believing that Santa Rita, Texas, which is several miles upriver from Brownsville, would prosper and grow, Dykes Marlin determined to get as much Santa Rita land as possible. As our story opens, he and a henchman, one Merch Pommel, are just riding into a small ranch yard in Santa Rita.
This is the Fenton place, Merch.
Yeah, an old geezer and his wife live here. Shouldn't be no trouble with them, boss.
I don't anticipate any. Few people of theirs stamped question a writ of eviction with Judge North's name on it.
Yeah, you're mighty clever at forging another man's signature, Mr. Marlin.
Let's say imitating Merch. I don't like that word forgery.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
Come on.
Here.
Howdy.
My name is Dykes Marlin, Mr. Fenton. May I step inside?
Yeah, sure. Come in.
Thank you. We won't bother to sit down. I have here a writ of eviction, Mr. Fenton.
Eviction? For me and Moore, you mean?
Yes, here. Look at it. You'll see I've bought the place legally.
Oh, but we own it. Bought it from Salvador Sanchez. Yeah, I'll get the receipt and show you, Mr. Marlin.
Don't bother. Sanchez never owned the place either. The courts have voided those old Spanish land grants. I'd like you to start moving at once, Mr. Fenton.
Yeah, and that means right now.
What's all this, Bert? I heard part of it.
Yes, we got to move, Ma. We don't own the place.
Well, we do own it. My land sakes alive, I...
Please, no discussion on the matter, Mrs. Fenton. It's all settled with your husband. Merch, start moving their things out.
Porfirio, he is a happy one, cause Pancho, he get better. The senorita see him now, says Uncle Jose's letter.
You are happy indeed this afternoon, Porfirio.
Oh, si, very happy, Cisco. When we cross the Rio Grande?
We will ride to Brownsville first, amigo, and then we will go south of the border. But are you sure they will let us see Pancho tomorrow in spite of his mumps and measles?
Well, Uncle Jose right it. He say they let Big Maria see Pancho, and Pancho give Big Maria great big kiss.
Good for Pancho.
And when Big Maria say, "You got no business to kiss me," Pancho say, "Oh, that's not business, that's a pleasure."
Well, I would say Pancho is getting better then. Hey, wait, Porfirio, wait.
What?
Off to the side of the road. Senor is trying to lift that heavy table back onto that wagon. Let us help him. Up the upper car.
Go now. Oh, senora not happy, Cisco. She cry about something.
Si, hold up. Oh,
look, Ojona.
Un momento, senor. We will give you a hand with that table.
Oh, you need the help, Cisco? You call him Porfirio.
Much obliged, mister. Yeah, there's a little more than I can handle.
Oh, I think we can get it back up on the wagon. There we are.
You're mighty strong, mister. I didn't have much time to tie that furniture on. They made us leave so quick.
They made you leave? Who are they, senor?
Oh, a lawyer named Dykes Marlin. A fella called Murch, somebody or other. I claimed we didn't own our land. Now, quit that crying, Ma.
I can't help it. Being put out of our home that way, it don't seem right.
I would like to know more about this matter, senor. Did they have a writ of eviction?
Yep.
Was it served by the sheriff's department?
No. This Dykes Marlin brought it with him. Said Spanish land grants, so it wasn't legal.
He told you that?
Yeah. So the fella we bought our place from didn't really own it.
Senor, mi compañero and I both hate swindlers. And I suspect you have been swindled.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we had.
You mean you want to help us?
If we can, see.
Well, bless your hearts. Well, here, about all I can give you is some of my molasses candy.
Well, gracias, senora.
It's awfully good candy. Yeah, Ma makes it for me. Yeah, but don't bite down too hard. You get your teeth stuck in it.
Would you like some, too, mister?
Oh, si, senor. Gracias. The one thing Porfirio like is a molasses candy. Muchas gracias. Bueno.
Wonderful candy, senora. Now, if you will turn that wagon around, we will all ride back to your place.
By Sunday, we'll do it.
Is that a good idea, Porfirio? What's the matter with you?
He'll get unstuck in about 15 minutes.
Oh, I see. He bit down too hard on the candy. Senora, senor, let us get started.
Well, mighty nice little place here, Mr. Marlin.
Not bad, is it, Murch? Especially where I got it for nothing. I can make a nice profit selling this place. Oh, nice shelves in this kitchen. Now, what's that up on the bottom shelf there?
That's a pan or something. I'll get it down. It looks like candy.
Yes, it is candy. Molasses candy. Nothing like having the people you put out leave a treat for you.
Yeah, have some.
No, thanks. Not now. Listen.
Yeah, there's somebody coming in here, boss.
Let's have a look.
Hey, it's old Geezer and his wife back again. By thunder, that big hombre on the stallion's a Cisco kid.
Are you sure of that?
I'd ought to be. Had a run-in with him a couple of years ago up in Lubbock.
Are those the two who put you out of your home, senor?
They sure are, Cisco.
Oh, Porfirio no good, Cisco. If Porfirio not can talk, but teeth unstuck from candy now, so Porfirio can help with his riata.
I do not think we will need the riata, amigo. First of all, hombres, by what authority did you put these people out of their home?
That's none of your affair.
How much you want to bet?
Ah, don't waste time talking to him, Mr. Marlin. We'll throw him off the place.
An excellent idea, Murch.
So you both want to fight?
It's two against one, and that's not fair.
I'll help you, Cisco.
Oh, Cisco, I need help with those two buzzards, senor. But Porfirio give him a little help with his riata. Go, loco. Porfirio rubbed it off, hombres.
Hey, get that rope off me!
See, after Porfirio drag you a little bit, no?
Go, loco! Hey, quit that! Ow! Hey, coyote!
But one more punch will do for you.
That's the way to do it, Cisco.
Reckon that'll show him.
There we are.
All right. I quit. Turn me loose.
Let him go, Porfirio. He's had enough.
See, Cisco. Porfirio think now hombre need a new shirt and pantalones. Oh, look over.
Now, get away from here, both of you. And stay away.
You'll regret this to your dying day, Cisco.
I swear I never enjoyed nothing more than that. Yeah, but you're sure they're swindlers, ain't you, Cisco?
The name of the hombre Porfirio dragged around is Murch Pamo. Whatever he is connected with is almost certain to be dishonest.
Now, can we move our things back in, do you think?
Si, senora. Then we will see what happens. The next move is up to them.
Think you can get away with it, Mr. Marlin?
Certainly, I think so. Sheriff Haney hasn't any brains. He'll do what he's told.
Yeah, but Cisco's got brains. Plenty of them.
Cisco won't go against the sheriff.
Well, maybe he'll be all right, boss. Long as none of them find out Judge North didn't sign that writ of eviction.
They won't find out. Now listen, Murch. You go get the boys together. We're going to need them.
Yeah.
And get a change of clothes for yourself.
I'm going to kill that hombre for dragging me at the end of that rope.
You do what I tell you. Now hurry.
All right, boss.
Whoa, whoa. Sheriff. Sheriff Haney, come out there, will you?
What's the matter with you coming in here, mister? What's the matter with you? Oh, it's Dykes Marlin, huh? Hey, what hit you? That eye looks like a thundercloud running into a door, huh?
Oh, never mind. Here's a writ of eviction on some people named Fenton up in Santa Rita, signed by Judge North. I want you to serve it right away.
Right away, huh? I always hate to put people out. It's my job, though.
You'll probably have some trouble with an hombre called the Cisco Kid, so...
The Cisco Kid? The Cisco... Why, daggone his hide. Me and Cisco has fought each other and fought other hombres and just plain fought.
You mean you're friends with him?
Not when he stands in the way of me doing my duty. Trouble, huh? Ah! Just let me go get my guns and we'll see what we'll see.
Where should we put these chairs, Senora?
Let me see. One here and the other one. No, no, I don't want them there.
Oh, come, come, Ma. Make up your mind.
Well, now, put one here.
Si, Senora.
And, Bert, put that one down over there. Yeah. Where's that Porfirio gone to?
When work like this is to be done, Porfirio has a habit of disappearing.
I heard him out in the kitchen a few minutes ago.
Look, out the window, lying down out there by that bush.
With both cheeks puffed out like a chipmunk. Come, Senor. Porfirio! Hey, wake up! Porfirio! So you've been at that candy again.
Got his mouth crammed full of it.
Si, senora. Whenever Porfirio can do nothing about a situation, he goes to sleep. Si, si, si. Your teeth were stuck in that candy, so you went to sleep to let the candy dissolve. Well, there's more work to be done, so come along.
Bert, Cisco, there's some men arriving in here. The sheriff is...
We'll be right there, senora.
If we have to go through all of that again...
Quieto, Porfirio, quieto. Well, as I live and breathe, it is Sheriff Haney.
You're doggone right, Cisco. And I'm a-putting you under arrest for interfering with the law.
Now, just a minute, Sheriff
Haney. No argument now. Got you covered. Sorry, ma'am, but I got a writ of eviction to serve.
Oh, dear.
You are not going to serve that writ until we find out if it is legal.
Oh, I ain't. I ain't. Get your hands up. Just one false move and I'll blast you down.
The situation is ticklish for Sheriff Haney, not the most level-headed of men, will start shooting at the drop of a hat. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. And say, there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying, the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, butternut wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like butternut white, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Robber of the Rio Grande. When Cisco heard how the Fentons had been put off their rancho in Santa Rita, he suspected a swindle. So after throwing lawyer Dykes Marlin and Marlin's tough henchman Murch Pomo off the property, Cisco moved the Fentons back into their home. Shortly thereafter, Marlin and Pomo returned accompanied by a gang of thugs and Sheriff Haney. Now,
be careful with that gun, Sheriff. It might go off and hurt somebody.
It sure will, unless you get them hands up, Cisco. What's the matter, Hugh?
I'll take that gun, Sheriff.
Yeah. Hey! Well, now, by you to Cisco, that's
Let
not
Let no
fair.
Man reach for his gun. Gracias, Porfirio, for getting the sheriff's attention.
So, you'd throw a gun down on me, Cisco. Well, you're in for trouble now.
Let's make a bargain with him, Sheriff. If he gets out of your way so you can serve that writ, let him go.
Well, now I...
No bargain of that kind will be made. Now, Sheriff Haney, I want 24 hours to investigate this matter. I happen to know that Spanish land grants are honored in the courts around here. And that lawyer told Senor and Senora Fenton they were not.
I never said that.
Why, you're lying, Pack Ratchet.
I heard him say that myself, Sheriff.
Oh, shut up. You either talk or quit trying.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Cisco. I'll give it till 9 o'clock tonight.
That is not much time, Senor Sheriff.
Well, it's all you get. Now, give me back my gun, please.
Very well. Here you are.
Thank you. All right, boys. Let's clear out of here for the time being.
I demand that you serve that writ right now, Sheriff.
You heard what I told Cisco Marlin. Come on now. Get up.
It is late afternoon already. I will have to hurry. Porfirio, you stay here with the senor and senora. Oh, here. Let me get hold of your jaw, amigo. Now.
Oh, my teeth on stock now, Cisco.
Si.
Oh, it is very good candy, but Porfirio not eat anymore.
Now listen to me, Chico. Those bandidos may come back before the sheriff does. Keep your guns loaded and your eyes open.
Where are you going, Cisco?
To talk to the judge. Tell me where he lives, Senor Fenton, and I will start at once.
We'll stop right here, boys. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. That sheriff kind of fooled you, didn't he, boss? You expected he'd serve that there writ.
Ah, the confounded numbskull. And after we rode away from the Fenton's place, he wanted to stay right with us.
He wanted to know where we was going and all.
I think he's gone back to town now.
Hey, what do you think that Cisco kid's going to do, Mr. Marlin?
He said he was going to investigate. That must mean he's going to talk to Judge North.
That ain't going to be good, not for us.
You're quite right, Murch.
Well?
If Cisco rides to the judge's house in Brownsville, it'll be dark by the time he gets there.
That's right.
I'll tell you what we'll do then. I'll wait around here with several of the boys. Later on, I may decide to storm that house.
Before the sheriff gets back, huh?
Yes. It might be to our advantage if both the Fentons were dead. And here's what I want you and the rest of the boys to do, Murch.
Oh, yeah, ho-ho. Now, let me see where we are. Senor said at the corner of Levy Street and 4th. This is right. Up there, come on. The house we want should be on the next corner, Diablo. If not, then perhaps the people who live there can direct us. Ah, see. Oh, Diablo, ho! House is dark, but I believe this is the one.
I rush him, boys!
So, you hombres are waiting for me, eh? Not if I can help it, you won't. This is not the walk I expected, but I'll have to do for now.
Got you now, you sideways.
You may not have you, bandito. By the coat. Over my head you go.
Hey, look out.
I will keep this button of yours. May come in handy later on.
Give me all my come on, give me.
By all means, do so. You, and you, and you. And do not run away, hombres. This fight is just starting.
Hey, fighting fools. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, judge may be in this house after all. I'll try the door latch. Maybe those banditos did not want me to talk to the judge and called upon his honor. I will light a lamp, and then we will see.
I thought it was about time you were getting back, Murch. Any luck?
Well, yes and no.
Did you get the judge?
Yeah, we got into his house and gun-whipped him from behind, and we tied him up and dumped him in a closet.
Did you kill him?
No.
What about Cisco? Did you get him, too?
Well, no, not exactly, boss.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, we done our best, but the coyote done better.
You mean to tell me that all you men couldn't handle Cisco?
I reckon you had a taste of how that Cisco kid can fight, Mr. Marlin. He wasn't half trying then, but when we jumped him, he really turned loose, eh, boys?
Why, you fools! Did Cisco get into the house and find the judge?
We didn't stop to find out, boss. Chances are he did.
Then we'll have to get busy before Cisco gets back with reinforcements. We'll attack that house at once.
Oh, dear. I don't like sitting here in the dark. Don't you suppose we could light a lamp, Porfirio?
Oh, Porfirio, not think it's a good idea, senor.
No, I don't either.
Oh, Cisco tell us what to do before he ride to Bronzeville. He say we better not sit in a lighted room, senor.
Well, but couldn't I light the kitchen lamp and leave this door open just a crack?
Well, maybe just a teeny-weeny little bit.
Well, that'll be something anyway. I'll go light it right now.
Yeah, you think those scoundrels will attack this house, Porfirio?
Well, Porfirio thinks the same as Cisco thinks, eh?
Yeah, you set great store by Cisco, don't you, Porfirio?
Oh, Cisco most always right, senor. Porfirio thinks Cisco the most wonderful man in the whole world. He not afraid of nothing. He help people that need him.
Them coyotes.
What was that?
Yeah, a bullet. Smash right through the front door.
Please, please, close that door, senor. Quickly, quickly, the light.
Yeah, well, come in here, Maul, and shut that door.
Dear, why don't they let us alone?
Those bandidos, they come close enough, we give them something they're not like.
Hey, Judas, we'll do that, Porfirio.
Hey, you, in the house.
What do you want, buzzard?
I'll give you a chance to leave. Throw down your guns and come out of there, and you can go scot-free.
What do you think, Bert?
Yeah, what do I think? Blast his hide. We'll stay right here and fight it out.
Bueno, senor, bueno.
Well, come on, what's your answer?
Porfirio got a good idea, senor. Let Porfirio take that rifle for a minute.
Here you are.
All right, speak up in there. What's that answer?
Porfirio give you the answer right now, hyena. Here is the answer.
Hey!
Oh, that bandito would jump 10, 15 feet.
Shoot at me, will you? I'll show you. Come on, boys. Rush the house.
Oh, okay, come here now.
Hey, you better get in the bedroom, Ma. Quick, quick.
Si, si, lie down on the floor, senor. The bullet not hit you there. Hardly. Oh, this is going to be some fight, senor.
Smash in that door.
Yeah. Oh, we fight in the dark. We got more chance.
Yeah, let the coyotes come.
Grab them, boys.
Maybe this will show you.
Where's that hombre rope? Me? Let me get my hands on him.
Oh, Porfirio, get one hand on you first, bandito, like this.
Open that kitchen door. Now we can see what we're doing.
Yeah, come on.
Aye. Oh, there's too many of them, senor. Do the best we can.
You coyotes.
We'll beat some of them braves up within an inch. You're lying.
I doubt that, bandito. I doubt that very much.
Jump and drink it to Cisco.
Bueno, Cisco, amigo. Now we leave them, senor.
All right, now, cut out these fighting. Cut it out, I say. Cut it out.
Oh, buenas noches, senor sheriff.
I figured I better come back here a little early, blast you, Cisco, all a starting fights.
I did not start this one, Sheriff Haney.
Just the same, these handcuffs are going on you.
Not on me, senor sheriff. I'm this bandito here.
Here now. Hey,
what in places? Get these handcuffs off of me.
If you grab this out of the pair, Cisco, I'll
Gracias,
swear
senor
on.
Sheriff.
Now, here.
Fit nicely on this buzzard.
Hey, not me.
Hey, look at them. Look at them yellow bellies run, will you? Look.
Oh, they're scared of Cisco. Now, Porfirio, go in the kitchen for a drink of water.
So help me, Cisco.
Senor Sheriff, see if this button matches the buttons on that bandito's coat.
Well, reckon it does, but what's that
Ask prove? Him I... how I got that button. And after that, go talk to Judge North. I would not want to be in the shoes of those two polecats when their case comes before the judge.
What do you mean, Cisco?
I mean Judge North did not sign that writ of eviction.
Well, that wasn't my fault, Sheriff. Dax Marlin here.
Shut up, you fool.
I reckon I was wrong about you, Cisco. And as for you two, get going out of here. You're headed for jail. Come on!
I swear, Cisco, I don't know how me and Ma are going to thank you for this. Oh, Ma!
I'm right here. Oh. I feel the same as Bert does, Cisco.
Oh, now forget it, both of you. Porfirio and I were glad to help. By the way, where is Porfirio?
Hey, he went out in the kitchen, Cisco.
Porfirio, come in here. Help me straighten out this room again. Porfirio, have you been at that candy again?
Oh, no.
Si, Porfirio.
Oh, Cisco, you know that lawyer, Dykes Marlin. Oh, Cisco, he's a very bad one, I think.
Oh, si, very bad indeed, amigo. He robbed and cheated and stole from a lot of people along this river.
Si, Dykes Marlin. You know, Porfirio think he is the robber of the Rio Grande.
It's a good name for him, Porfirio.
Si, I think.
But now he's in jail, he will rob no one else.
Oh, Porfirio write all of that to Pancho.
Believe you told me Pancho's getting better.
Si, Cisco. But it will be some time yet with those measles and mumps. Pancho's uncle Jose, he write that to me.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's also too bad Pancho cannot write his own letters.
Well, Pancho, he is not go to school long enough, Cisco.
Si, that is the reason, of course.
Si. And when Pancho go to school, he is not study enough. He would rather play the newfangled game of football.
Oh, was Pancho on the football 11?
Well, once in a while.
Oh, I did not know that, Porfirio. Tell me, did he ever get hurt while he was on the 11?
No, he not get hurt while he on the 11.
Oh, that is good.
But sometimes he get hurt when the 11 was on him.
Oh, Porfirio.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho's cousin-in-law Porfirio by Mel Blanc.